You're listening to SBS News.
As the attacks unfolded in Christchurch and in the days following, hate content streamed live online and across social media. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has added his voice to others, calling for social media companies to be more accountable for what is posted on their platforms. The Prime Minister says it is not enough for these companies just to reap the financial benefits, without also accepting the moral responsibility to ensure their sites aren't used to foster hate.
If you can write an algorithm to make sure that the ads they want you to see can appear on your mobile phone, then I'm quite confident they can write an algorithm to screen out hate content on the social media platforms. So we have to work with them.
Mr. Morrison is not only putting pressure on social media companies in Australia, but wants to see world leaders addressing the issue in a collective way. He says social media companies need to have clear guidelines on how all nations expect them to monitor hate speech.
Australia can take action in this area, and we're looking at some practical proposals in this area right now. But for those actions to have greater impact on social media companies and the technology companies, it has to be done in concert with other big economies around the world. These social media companies have built this technology, they've created these capabilities, and in the overwhelming majority of cases, they're available for peaceful and happy purposes. But we do know that they can be used and weaponized by terrorists.
Scott Morrison has written to Japanese Prime Minister and G20 Chairman Shinzo Abe, urging him to make the issue of social media governance top order at the upcoming summit in June. In the letter, Mr. Morrison wrote, "It is unacceptable to treat the internet as an ungoverned space." The Prime Minister also highlighted the need to develop clear consequences for technology and social media companies should they facilitate the spreading of hateful acts. Mr. Morrison is hopeful the G20 summit in Osaka will provide the ideal environment to discuss and create guidelines for social media companies.
The G20 has worked together to make sure these big companies pay their taxes. I'm sure we can work together to make sure they protect our citizens by ensuring that their tools that they have developed are not used by terrorists as weapons to advance their agendas of hate.
It is not the first time Australia has pushed for action in cyberspace. Only last year, former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull met his British counterpart to discuss cybersecurity and encryption messaging. The government's criticism of the major social media platforms has received bipartisan support following the Christchurch terrorist attack. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says social media companies need to be responsible for what they allow to be published and have the moral obligation to remove hateful content.
Social media should not be a hole for the haters to hide in. Social media and those digital keyboard hitmen in the digital underbelly of it shouldn't be able to carry out their hate speech without accountability.
Media experts have also welcomed the Prime Minister's move, but argue a regional code of conduct in the Asia-Pacific region is the best solution. Sydney University senior lecturer in online media, Dr. Fiona Martin, says Australia needs to approach media companies with other world leaders if they want to get an actual result.
Australia on its own doesn't have the clout to be persuading huge companies, transnational companies like Facebook, that they should come to heel. I think it's a much better idea when you have a regional cooperation around this issue. There's much more political pressure and there's much more economic pressure on the platforms to actually cooperate.
The horror of the Christchurch massacre and the manner in which the terrorist streamed his actions live online has added a sense of urgency to the need for social media platforms to have greater responsibility. The G20 summit will be the first test of whether Australia can get the support of the world's most powerful nations in creating regulatory guidelines for social media companies to follow. Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.